cannot, but you might be able to. I told him not to learn that song. We didn't learn it. Sorry. I know the sentiment of it, but I'm not sure I know the detail right now. I'm sorry. If we were sitting around a campfire and I was eating marshmallows, I probably would sing it for you. But right now we're in front of a lot of people and I may not be able to perform it up to the expectations of myself. Y'all have to lower the bar so low it wouldn't be worth ticket price for me. I would butcher that. Do you know Heather McIntyre's book?
I don't.
It's in there somewhere. This is a more upbeat song. But it's also dealing with the God-sized hole that we all share.
And we do many things to try to get better. We never did.
I was obsessed with Duane Allman as a young child, and I did not know he was dead until I was probably in fifth grade or sixth grade, which was a few years after that. But when I found out, I was like, whoa. Okay, so here's a song about that. And also about a bar conversation I had with a very drunk person, a friend of mine. I'll say. She came on up from way across the air, from a whiskey swamp and a bank of Montclair. Then I turned her bucket and her head held high, and I think about her grandpa flying the skies. She said, "Man, I ain't never gonna be the same, and though I give him a chance, no one would they like." Thank you.